Barriers to Decision Making. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. There's a lot going on in tree nut orchards throughout the year, many cultural practices, how to make a decision. Patrick Brown is a professor in the Department of Plant Sciences at UC Davis. He's looking at the barriers of that decision making.
So we've got, a bunch of projects going on. Interesting project right now on the barriers to decision-making processes and the adaptation of new technologies by growers. So it's more of a sociological, cultural sort of analysis. And it's very interesting to see where the constraints lie and how you can use that information to focus your research and your extension.
And we asked Brown what some of those barriers are and how growers and their employees get past it.
There are some barriers on education that, you know, the irrigators, the fertilizer, the guys who manage those systems might not necessarily have the full understanding of the needs and the science behind it, and perhaps not the time to make nuanced decisions. That's one of them. In much of California, you have irrigation delivery systems, both from the districts as well as the built engineering in the field, that constrain the ability of the grower to make fine-tuned decisions because they can't turn the pumps on only when they wish them to be on.
And Brown said there are other issues about where the information stream is coming from. Employees are not sure where to get that needed information, which is a definite barrier. Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.